Good listeners, I'm Sam Sebrin, and this is the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. Not to be confused with my other program, Everything Is Real Radio. So for this show, I've gathered a bunch of flotsam and jetsam from various projects and lots of sources, from band projects to field recordings and electronics and various audio snippets. Lots of this was stuff that got discarded or never used in many projects I've worked on, or it's in a rough draft state, but I'm going to attempt to create some kind of cohesive chaos from it all and see if we can get some use out of it. Let's see what happens. And I'll be back later to acknowledge a bunch of collaborators in this mix. Underneath me now is a drone piece I've been working on lately, not finished yet, made from converting the image of a failed screenshot that came out as only blank white into sound. And, okay. So this is the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. Remixes and random trash here on Wavefarm WGXC 90.7 FM and wavefarm.org. Here goes.
putting my butterfly effect in finger quotes. As if one layer of me means something to me is wrong. And I respect you to die up in public royally. In a world where it's more insane to choose something, since everything can be everything, or had, then slapping up sides and focusing on choice is outrageous. And I think those sides create shiftable episodic sections that work well in a shuffle or a multitasking chunk.
Drag and drop your files, or type, paste, and edit text here.
York. YouTube.
System engenders dissent, seamlessly absorbs it through the willing and eager collaboration with the dissenters themselves, and nothing ever changes.
Note, the expectation of the option payoff is not done under the real-world probability measure, but an artificial risk-neutral measure, which differs from the real-world measure.
So what you have to do is you've got to find something that you believe is a target. You then must establish that it is a target, and then you decide if you're going to eliminate it or not.
It really is as easy as it looks.
Okay, so now we have what we think might be a target, so we're going to positively ID it and say, yes, that's a target, we would like to engage it. So the way to engage it is we need to know how far away from us it is. And when we decide we would like to shoot, I'm going to arm here.
Nice, okay. Safe.
Off you go.
That's incredible.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park. And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride?
So, I've been thinking about the current state of things and, like, how much it feels like we are all on some sort of wild LSD trip full of constant changes. You know, for instance, like, you know, where we are every day where it's fake news or it's real news or it's real milk, or is any of it real or fake or what? It feels to me like this has been coming on for a long time, though. It didn't just get here because of Trump, but he's certainly a catalyst now to the next plateaus. But for instance, like, for my whole life, it feels like children of my generation and every successive generation are told and taught to believe two opposing concepts regarding drugs. This is complete Orwellian doublethink. It didn't just start recently. It's been going on for a long time. You know, as a kid, you're told not to do drugs. There's a war on drugs. And then at the same time, you're bombarded with advertisements telling you to do these other drugs made by the pharmaceutical companies. So, meanwhile, researchers are out there discovering amazing uses of plant-based drugs like marijuana, psilocybin mushrooms, ayahuasca, and others. But those researchers and those drugs are squashed and demonized and criminalized. So the good stuff is bad, and the bad stuff is good. And we're told this our whole life, and we're supposed to act like this is normal. And then people wonder why we now have... Hi, Birdie. Why we now have fake news and real milk. So, like, something's gotta change. So, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about LSD lately, and, so I'm doing tonight's show in honor of LSD and all the researchers and psychonauts out there fighting the good fight.
To get across the idea that things aren't necessarily what they seem in different ways, right? I needed, when I came to those times where I wanted to show that there's an idea happening in the world that we're not thinking about, I needed to go outside of what we thought the reality of the movie was at that point.
This is telemarketing.
Stick to the script.
Hey, hello.
Don't forget, art
is a luxury business supported by billionaires, and the avant-garde art is a product of the 1%. Art once gained its power from aesthetic invention, but it now seeks relevance by aligning itself with progressive politics. Galleries give us the illusion of freedom, except it's within the reality of power.
We want to think about the art of money-making. The Greeks have a word for it, chromatistikos. But we have to give the word a little leeway, adapt it to the current situation, because money has taken a turn. All wealth has become wealth for its own sake. There's no other kind of enormous wealth. Money has lost its narrative quality the way painting did once upon a time. Money is talking to itself. Oh, and this car, which I love, the glow of the screens. I love the screens. It's the glow of cyber capital, so radiant and seductive. I understand none of this. Does it ever stop? Does it slow down? Of course not. Why should it? It's fantastic.
Museums have always been exceptionally good places to convert roughly obtained private wealth into social prestige.
They're taking better care of the paintings than they are of us.
Creativity is our normal and fundamental way of being. It is everything else, our education, our social conditioning, our cultural mores, our upbringing, that imprisons our creativity.
Art is artifice. Artifice is subterfuge. Subterfuge is bending the truth, changing the dictates and trying to find new ways of doing things. That's the essence of skateboarding.
Most of the people, unfortunately, they are dreaming their life. Me, I'm living my dreams. It's a completely different way of living.
Work. YouTube.
Testing, testing, where is the microphone? Where is the microphone? Where is the microphone? Testing, 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 where is the microphone?
Thank you. This is Makoto Kawabata from Acid Mother's Temple, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
Bird perverts.
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 All right. Welcome back, good listeners. I'm Sam Sebrin, and this has been Remixes and Random Trash on the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. I've been playing a bunch of rough drafts and detritus from lots of my different projects. That last little collage was bits and pieces from a project called Bird Perverts with my friend Gary Zeroli. Other collaborators in the mix in this program were my good friend Sam Rosen and SS Space Systems, Dylan Sheridan, Ryan Treecarden, Aziz and Kucher. We also heard Mikado Kawabata and Boots Riley, and of course my friends Karen Mantler, David Middleton, and Paul Johnson from Splotch were on that remix version of Head on Sale by Splotch. So this is an excerpt from a piece with my friend Jen Cutler, And then I have another remix by Splotch called Green Man here on Labor Day weekend. Workers are the backbone of everything we have, y'all. Respect. And thanks for listening. The Nothing Is Real Radio Hour is here on Wavefarm WGXC 90.7 FM and wavefarm.org every fifth Friday and Saturday. Keep listening.
When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know.
There aren't many movies with a more iconic ending.